may have heard of Huntington Life Sciences, or HLS, notorious for killing 500 animals a day, testing products like bleach and Splenda. What you may not have heard is that they are over $70 million in debt and would not exist today if an investor called Fortress Investment hadn't showered them with loans and extended the loans when default appeared certain. On the 13th of May, protesters disrupted a green capitalism conference at the Baltimore Convention Center, where Josiah Lindsay, vice president of a green energy hedge fund run by Fortress, was scheduled to speak.
500 animals died today!
The problem was an insidious nuclear!
500 animals suffered in pain!
Josiah Lindsay, insidious nuclear!
500 puppies murdered today!
Josiah Lindsay, insidious nuclear!
That's the literal truth. Here's what things sounded like when undercover investigators caught Huntington Life Sciences' so-called researchers punching beagle puppies in the face.
I'll shut up.
This sort of thing has a way of seriously infuriating people. Here's how protesters responded at that Baltimore Green Capitalism Conference.
There was a banner that was attached to 30 green and black balloons, and it's inside the convention center right now, like hovering over by the third floor, right in front of the Josiah's, right in front of the room. And when everyone exits down the escalators, everyone from this Green Capitalism Conference will see the banner that was dropping.
Nice. It took the cops at least half an hour to respond, at which point they told lies about needing a permit to use a bullhorn, tried and failed to demand ID, and finally threatened people with arrest unless they backed up to the sidewalk.
And that will tell you about the
that will get you locked up.
I
understand that? That will get you locked up.
How's it going to get you locked up?
It's
not, it's perfectly within our... What's the law in question? What's the law?
What is the law?
We need to get moving.
People
are going down. It's some bitches on the clock. I told you to listen to the Jeopardy. Take it over there. But you cannot block the sidewalk. You cannot use the megaphone. You cannot. You heard what I'm saying, okay?
All that police aggression didn't even work. Protesters pretended they were finished, headed down the one-way streets to lose the cops, waited until the cops were gone, and returned.
We got out of there. Everyone's safe. No arrests were made. What happened was around 3:30, we packed it up and went around the corner, went through some one-way streets. We did like a fake wrap-up, and then we came back at 3:45 when the session was letting out.
Ooh.
And then the cops were gone, so a few of us rushed up to the convention center, up to the windows, and did a shout out, and then we started chanting, and then we were there until like 4:10 or so, and then the cops showed up again, and we were packing up as the cops were coming in. When we were back, like, you know, we were using bullhorns and things like that.
But they were pissed.
Yeah, they were pretty pissed. We saw the convention center people up on the skywalks. They were, like, calling the police like crazy and saying they're back. They're using bullhorns. And it turned out that the banner was up over an hour, and they had to get this little truck with a lift on it that lifted all the way up to the ceiling to get the banner that was inside.
On top of all else, a Native American participant in the protests called out Josiah Lindsay, who is African American, for investing in research descended from forcible experiments conducted on Black and Native American people in prior centuries by white supremacist colonizers.
This country, this nation, so-called, is well known for testing on the supposed inferior. 517 years ago, when Europeans landed on this continent, humanity emphasized raping and killing off the indigenous people. They thought the indigenous people were also inferior, just like you and your company take animal parts of death. And yet, they tested on indigenous people just like you slaughtered these animals right here in this picture.
Stereotypical white animal rights activist. That comes from a Native American animal rights activist who participated in a May 13th protest at the Baltimore Convention Center against a green capitalism convention that included Hosea Lindsay, a representative of a green energy hedge fund run by Fortress Investments, which is a company that has kept Huntington Life Sciences afloat. Fortress, no matter where you go, no matter where you speak, protesters are going to find you. Because for those who invest in Huntington Life Sciences, there's no sleep for the wicked.